Preparing for a worst-case scenario. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. The threat of a Russian invasion into Ukraine remains high despite a phone call between President Biden and his Russian counterpart. The White House says yesterday's hour-long conversation was professional but produced no fundamental change in the dynamic.
U.S. officials say the Russian invasion of Ukraine could begin as soon as Wednesday. That's why the State Department is urging all 30,000 Americans to evacuate the country. The U.S. Embassy in Kyiv will reduce its staff to the bare minimum.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson in Kyiv.
No one should be surprised if Russia instigates a provocation or incident, which it then uses to justify military action it had planned all along.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken. Tomorrow, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz travels to Ukraine for talks. He's expected in Moscow on Tuesday. If Russia invades, international sanctions could target its oil and gas industry.
If we follow through on our sanctions, would cause a huge economic downturn for Russia. You couple that with a lot of their soldiers coming back in body bags for what reason, and then you might start seeing the bloom off the rose of Putin.
House Republican John Katko. Many of the vehicles blocking a bridge between the U.S. and Canada have been moved, but the crucial artery remains clogged because of ongoing protests against COVID-19 restrictions.
The auto industry has been the hardest hit by this blockade. One parts supplier said shutting down the Ambassador Bridge has essentially crippled the supply chain.
Fox's Garrett Tenney near the Ambassador Bridge in Detroit. Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has so far rejected calls to use the military to break up large demonstrations in several cities. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
A series of missile launches by North Korea was the focus of talks between Secretary of State Antony Blinken and his Japanese and South Korean counterparts. All three leaders say they're willing to engage in dialogue with the North without preconditions. One of the missiles recently launched is capable of reaching the U.S. territory of Guam. Hollywood A-listers were just steps away when gunfire erupted early yesterday morning outside a Los Angeles restaurant.
The restaurant hosting a party following a Justin Bieber concert. Police say four people in total were shot and wounded, including rapper Kodak Black. The shooting followed a fight with an unknown suspect. Bieber's private concert was held in West Hollywood as part of a Super Bowl-themed weekend party dubbed Homecoming Weekend. Guests included Jeff Bezos, his girlfriend, TV host Lauren Sanchez, Hamilton actor Anthony Ramos, and NFL Hall of Famer Tony Gonzalez. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
Another star-studded party will be held in L.A. tonight, Super Bowl 56, and you can be sure security will be extremely tight.
Some 40 federal, state, and local agencies are providing different forms of security throughout the city, including helicopter surveillance patrols. They say monitoring activity with the aerial view is critical to their security efforts. FBI officials showed me their counterterrorism operations center in Los Angeles. They say it's all hands on deck there to make sure everything stays safe. They're responsible for the primary intelligence gathering, monitoring social media, and following up with command posts. I'm told they're not aware of any credible threats at this time.
Fox's Christina Coleman. Snowy weather has disrupted some of the competition at the Beijing Olympics. Events, including the second run of the men's giant slalom and the qualifying event for women's slopestyle skiing, have been delayed because of heavy snow, wind, and low visibility. It's the first time snow has fallen during an alpine event at the Olympics. I'm Pam Husso, and this is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.